Up next, we'll take a quick look at a process developed at the University of Illinois that could dramatically increase the economic and throughput efficiency of existing dry grind corn ethanol plants. Dry grind ethanol plants produce two, possibly three products at the moment: ethanol, DDGs, and maybe CO2. Vijay Singh thinks the plants can do better. He's an associate professor of agricultural and biological engineering at the University of Illinois.
DDGS lately has been selling for price lower than price of corn. That means 33% of corn, which becomes DDGS, goes through the plant, comes out the other end at a price lower than price of corn. That is no value addition in that co-product. So what we have done is, at University of Illinois, is we have developed technologies, and this work has been done in collaboration with USDA lab in Windmore, Pennsylvania, is that we have developed technologies that fractionate the kernel before it goes into the fermentation tank. So we are recovering products such as corn germ, corn fiber, up front, and corn germ and corn fiber do not ferment. They only take space in the fermentation vat.
The germ and fiber are high-value co-products.
By recovering germ and fiber up front, we get much higher value for these products, because if we lose the germ in DDGs, as it happens in a conventional dry grind ethanol plant, DDGs only sells for about 3 to 4 cents per pound. But if we recover germ up front, germ can sell anywhere from 11 to 15 cents per pound. From fiber, we can recover other value-added co-products.
Initial work with corn fiber oil suggests it is very similar to other products high in phytosterols. These products sell in U.S. grocery stores for $8 to $10 per pound. The OVI process also recovers corn fiber gum prior to fermentation. So the number of co-products generated by a dry grind ethanol plant increases from 2 to 5 with the bolt-on fractionator. But that's not all.
Additional benefit of pulling these co-products out is that we also improve the fermentation efficiency of a dry grind ethanol plant. Since we have pulled these non-fermentables out, we can pack the fermenter with more fermentable substrate. That means we can increase the amount of corn that is being ground through the plant.
Those extra bushels increase the capacity of the plant, and on the backside, the concentration of ethanol coming out of the fermentation vat is increased too, up 2 to 4%. Singh says it takes less energy to dehydrate the final product. And in the end, the fractionation process decreases the amount of DDGs leaving the plant, but leaves each pound of that co-product with a higher protein content. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.